This is a CHLY News Update. The Nanaimo Jazz Festival is set to celebrate 10 years with a free concert this weekend, and performer Luke Blue Guthrie says it's a big deal.
I think it's probably a lot more imperative and crucial than the average person might think of these days. Obviously, live music and community events have taken a hit over the past years, right?
The Nanaimo Jazz Festival is a volunteer-run nonprofit organization that brings not only an annual festival, but year-round live jazz performances to the city. They host shows in theaters, halls, pubs, clubs, and parks, as well as workshops. This weekend, the festival will kick off at Maffeo Sutton Park with 10 free performances spanning classical jazz, hip-hop, electronic, Latin, and soul influences. Guthrie is a Vancouver Island-born rhythm and blues musician who has made a living performing along the coast of British Columbia. He says this weekend's performance comes at a time that venues and opportunities are getting harder to find.
I used to play in Nanaimo quite regularly, you know, even 15 years ago, and you know, a lot of those venues and opportunities have kind of disappeared. And so, you know, this is certainly just for me as an island-based musician, it's an opportunity to try to reestablish a connection with some of the community in Nanaimo.
Kim Smythe, the executive director of the Nanaimo Jazz Festival, speaks on the organization's journey to the 10-year milestone.
Well, I think it's quite a testament to the strength of the art form and the passion and love for that art form in our community. Having lasted and being able to create and then sustain this festival for 10 years is really important to the event. And it's, of course, it's grown over the years as well.
Smythe explains the festival was started by educators, jazz musicians, and members of Nanaimo's live music community who wanted to increase the local interest in jazz. It has expanded from a handful of events in its early years up to 17 performances over the course of 3 weekends in 2026, with both paid and free performances. Smythe explained this year's Sampler Weekend was inspired by the Jazz Festival's partners in Vancouver and Victoria.
Something that we've kind of copied in making our first weekend the Sampler Weekend, so people could come out at no cost to themselves, enjoy the music in the park, and decide what kind of jazz they want to follow and what kind of performance they want to come back and hear in the following 2 weeks.
The festival's organizers have also increased the number of featured performers and experimented with new formats, such as this year's first percade concert. The festival will continue over the next 3 weeks with ticketed blues and jazz performances featuring the festival's headliners. Mary Anchetta plays piano and synth and leads the Mary Anchetta Quartet. She stresses the importance of connecting Nanaimo with touring artists such as herself.
Yeah, I think it's really important. You know, for me, it bridges. It's not that far, but it's far enough, you know. So, I mean, as an artist that's based out of Vancouver, I feel like it bridges the gap, you know, for me to, and for other artists to want to come out there a little more regularly, as well as international artists, I think, as well.
Anchetta and her bandmates have individually performed in Nanaimo through other projects, but the upcoming September 18th concert will mark their first Nanaimo performance together as a quartet. This comes shortly after the release of the group's first full-length album, When the Light Comes to Play. She explains how she engages with her audience and what she looks forward to with the festival.
I think there's never going to be a show that's exactly the same every time. So for me, that's exciting. And I think I always encourage the audience to, you know, to feel free to make noise if they're feeling something. And for me, it's that exchange of energy. And we hope to really bring some excitement and to go deep into the music for the listeners in Nanaimo. So it's great to see, for me, just the variety and the level of musicianship that's coming to this festival.
The Nanaimo Jazz Festival will run from September 12th to 27th. Featuring a diverse set of performers. It opens this weekend with 2 full days of free concerts at Maffeo Sutton Park, featuring over 10 performances, alongside local artists and vendors, and food trucks. Ticketed headline shows will take place at venues such as the Shaw Auditorium and the Coast Bastion Ballroom. Further information on the festival and ticketed performances through the month is available on the Nanaimo Jazz Festival website. For CHLY Nanaimo, this is Luis Sabla.
This report was made with the support of the Local Journalism Initiative, the Community Radio Fund of Canada, and listeners like you. You can find more news updates, interviews, and stories from our nonprofit newsroom, as well as our news and current affairs podcast, Midcoast Morning, at chly.ca/news.